The number of terror-related arrests in the UK has reached record levels. Official figures show 299 people were detained under the Terrorism Act in the year to March. The previous peak of 284 was recorded in 2005, the year of the 7/7 bombings. Sky's crime correspondent Martin Brunt has been looking at the figures.
These are people arrested for a range of suspected offences, fundraising for extremist causes, right through to facilitation, preparation and execution of terrorist plans.
It's understood the pilot involved in last month's Shoreham Airshow crash has been released from hospital. Simon English reports.
Andrew Hill has been receiving specialist care in an undisclosed location since the crash almost 3 weeks ago. 11 people died when a vintage plane came down on the A27. Sussex Police says his condition's improving and that officers and investigators from the Air Accidents Investigation Branch are looking to interview him as soon as possible. An interim report found the Hawker Hunter jet appeared to be responding to the pilot's control inputs.
Kent County Council's defending its decision to hold the Kent test just days into the new school year. 14,000 Year 6 pupils are taking it today to determine whether they get into a grammar school next September. The council says it wants to get the school places allocated as soon as possible. But these parents in Medway, where the test takes place next week, say it's not fair kids have to spend the summer revising.
It's a bit too soon. They should have been given a chance to settle in a bit more.
On the summer holiday, kids should relax. I don't think they should do any work on the summer holiday unless they want to.
Really, you know, should the time be for him to spend time with his friends and family rather than having the onus on the sort of revision?
20 jobs are to go at the Royal School for Deaf Children in Margate, but bosses there say it definitely won't be shutting. They need to find £650,000 worth of savings because of a budget shortfall. The 525 people that work there have all taken a 10% pay cut until further notice. A man's been cautioned after police were called to reports of someone with a gun in a supermarket in Sittingbourne. The 34-year-old was questioned on suspicion of possessing an imitation firearm following the incident in Lidl on West Street yesterday afternoon. A man who was caught breaking into a house in East Church has been jailed. Mario Shisky used a metal bar to smash into the property in May 2013 and ran off when he was spotted by the owner. The 32-year-old, who's been working as a fruit picker, has been locked up for 32 months.
KMFM News.
Two 17-year-old boys have been arrested after an anti-Semitic attack in Greater Manchester that left three teenagers needing hospital treatment. Police say a group was verbally and physically assaulted on Saturday nights as they waited for a tram in Bury. Officers have described it as a sustained and unprovoked attack on the Jewish community. David Cameron's ordered three ministers to repay their expenses debts after they were named by the Commons watchdog. Tobias Elwood, Edward Timpson and Caroline Dynich are among 26 current and former MPs who failed to settle sums totalling around £2,000. Fresh efforts are underway to try and get men talking about mental health. The Kent County Football League's announced a new partnership with the County Council aimed at getting footballers talking about their feelings. Andrew Scott-Clark's Director of Public Health at KCC.
If a footballer broke his leg on the field, then we would be out there immediately and the necessary help delivered. It's not quite the same for mental health, and what we're trying to do is to help people to begin to talk to people about those issues in order that they can seek help.
A Kent pub has been named as one of the best in Britain. The Yard of Ale near Broadstairs is among the top 16 places to drink. That's according to the new Good Beer Guide. The pub, which only opened last year, is in the running to become the Campaign for Real Ale's Pub of the Year. And the costume worn by Tom Cruise when he's suspended from a ceiling in the first Mission Impossible movie is going up for auction today. It's expected to go for around £7,000.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Plumbing, for all your home emergency plumbing needs. Visit dinoplumbingkent.co.uk.
Tennis, and Roger Federer is through to the semi-finals of the US Open. With more on that and the rest of the sport, here's Karina.
Well, Federer took just 87 minutes to beat Richard Gasquet in straight sets. He'll meet Stan Wawrinka next after he beat Kevin Anderson. That's the man who knocked Andy Murray out of the tournament. On to cricket, and it's day two of Kent's penultimate championship game of the season. They've just bowled Glamorgan out for 207 in their first innings. Kent posted 309 yesterday, so have a lead of 102 runs going into the second innings. And staying with cricket, Alex Blake has signed an extension to his contract at Kent. The batsman scored three match-winning 50s in the T20 Blast this season, as well as two half-centuries in the One Day Cup. The 26-year-old says it was an easy decision to stay.
Thanks, Karina, and that's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.